Peter Kim is a connoisseur of high-end American jeans.
I look at denim kind of like wine. It's like, you know, you can have the same batch of grapes, and how you treat it, how you process it, you can make completely different things.
Like wine, the price of jeans varies widely. A pair can cost anywhere from around $10 to more than $200. While most consumers cannot afford designer jeans, Kim, Hudson's founder, says premium jeans set the style for the cheaper jeans most people can afford.
You know, like high fashion, you start with the runway, and there's almost nobody that can wear these runway items. But what happens from there is elements of that gets trickled down into contemporary fashion, mid fashion, and ultimately into mainstream fashion.
As seen in this Hudson Jeans video, the wash, the fit, and the Italian fabric all figure into the price tag. And one more element gives premium jeans a premium price.
You know, we produce in Los Angeles, so as you can imagine, it's not cheap to produce here.
Those who can afford to, mostly consumers in North America and Europe, buy these jeans largely for the Made in USA label. But that label could become extinct for some brands. The European Union recently imposed a 26% tariff on top of the existing 12% on women's premium jeans imported from the U.S. Three-quarters of the designer jean brands are in California. Ilsa Metchek, president of the California Fashion Association, says the tariff could send jobs to other countries and hurt the local economy.
The companies will make their jeans in Mexico, in South America.
Peter Kim also warns the consequences could be dire.
It's trying to just decimate our business, all of our businesses out here.
American jean makers say other countries may see this as a golden opportunity to get into the premium jeans market. For now, Hudson Jeans says it will absorb the tariff so consumers don't have to pay more. It will also continue making jeans in Los Angeles. In the meantime, U.S. manufacturers hope that in upcoming talks between the U.S. and the European Union, leaders will find a fix for the high tariff on premium jeans. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.